Wir gerne sehen, was ist los? It's deinen Freundo, Seth. I'm learning German. Yeah, in case you didn't know what that was. That is me trying to impress you with the little German that I know. Right now, I am actually learning German. I took it in high school. I goofed off the entire time. I did some other language learning apps. They taught me things like where the taxi stand is and how to find a bus, but not a lot of conversational German. Thankfully, that's what Babbel is all about. Babbel teaches you language conversationally, which, let's face it, that is what you want to know anyway. I don't know. When I was in school, you learned like how to count. You learned like the colors. You learned the shapes. Those are all important things, but they don't help you when you're in like Cologne, Germany with Ein Nierenstein, which, by the way, is German for kidney stone, an experience I can unfortunately speak personally to. But I've been using Babbel to learn to speak German again, better than I have before. I actually really like it because it is conversational. It's a little bit more relaxed. One of the things that it does that I really like is it'll sometimes show you what the literal English translation is. And I don't know why, but I find that very helpful in sort of understanding the structure, the grammar of a language, and sort of putting myself into that mind space. Since I'm only in Germany for Gamescom, which is like a week, week and a half, I'm not immersed in the German language. I'm not immersed in German culture. So what I do is the second best thing. I'm taking Babbel. Hopefully this year when I go to Germany, I'll be able to impress all the Germans with how much German I know from learning through Babbel. The app has pronunciation recognition, so you'll be able to learn how to speak better with your accent, how to actually properly pronounce the words. That way you won't get made fun of by a group of older German men because you said apple strudel and not Apfelstrudel. No, it's really cool. I'm going to say right now there is a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, because you guys are the best ones, by the way, at babbel.com/realm. Get 60% off at babbel.com/realm. That is spelled babbel.com/realm. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Visible is a wireless carrier that is not invisible. It is pretty clear from the name. Actually, radio waves are invisible. And I can say this with authority as a licensed amateur radio operator. That being said, Visible won't be giving you the power to see light outside the visible spectrum. It's actually way better because having that ability would make getting around very difficult and distracting. What you do get with Visible is unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You get one line of wireless, just $25 a month, which is great in these times of economic uncertainty. That is one line for $25, taxes and fees included. So whatever you're doing at this moment, please stop. Switch immediately. Now, monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.
Hi.
Hey.
We're really tired,
Kooplings, but we roped ourselves in and said we'd podcast every day, so here we are.
I can't even think right.
Yeah, this might be really belligerent, but whatever, it's here.
So
this is Nintendo Voice Chat.
We are recording this at 11, I think.
11-ish.
Something
yeah.
like that. The night of the press conference, the evening after the press conference, after Nintendo's big press conference, Tuesday at E3. You guys probably listen to this day or two or three or four or five
yeah.
later, but
we're fresh off the conference and
a day of hell at E3, so
yeah, we've been going since like 6 a.m., so again, forgive us for the crazies.
And Nintendo had its evening conference this evening, too. So we can talk about that later.
Yeah, so Rich, what did you think of the conference?
I said it on the live show. I think in a lot of respects, this thing was not what it needed to be.
It was a little underwhelming, honestly. I think we were all expecting the big names, Zelda, Metroid, Star Fox, and
we
then...
We technically did get some of those.
Technically we did, but in a mini game collection. That's not exactly what we were all talking about. That's not what you wanted when you mentioned the Nintendo crossovers recently
in an article. That was the thing, is like, we got all the pieces that were needed, except for, like, probably that one or two you know, one concrete game of something soon that's really big, and then maybe something that's a little farther out.
Mm-hmm.
Your cat's trying to eat your yogurt.
Yeah, my cat, Sadie Drake, everyone, she's trying to eat my yogurt, so ignore her. She's not being tortured, I promise.
Anyway, it felt like, I said it on the live stream a bit, but it felt like it's like they forgot to do the last announcement or something. Yeah. Like,
well, it's funny because at the very end they were like, and one more thing, and we were all sort of like, yeah, oh, this is it. But then they just showed like 2 more seconds of
it. It was hilarious because it, like, they were trying to do this like fireworks thing, and then I guess they had some confetti that failed to go off.
Yeah, it was funny because I was sitting near the front, and just midway through the conference, one little thing of confetti fell, and it was like, oh, that's funny. Well, that's going to happen at the end. That'll be neat. But then it just never, it didn't happen. It didn't work, right?
Yeah. So that was, and plus, anticlimactic. Like, and even if they had, I would have been like, great, now I'm covered in paper. Like, you frustrated me for an hour, and now you've covered me with paper.
Yeah.
Thank you. Add to my frustration and misery. I think, and as a whole, the conference just wasn't quite where it needed to be. You know, they were sort of saying, like, things are in HD now, and, you know, I get that it's exciting to them, but the rest of us, you know, we've been doing this for a while, so
exactly.
They needed to not emphasize the fact that they are sort of now getting into this.
Wow, it supports 2 controllers.
Yeah, you know, and I've been thinking about that, and it's sort of like, wow, but your NES did too. But I will say that I would not have phrased it that way. I think that the idea that something supports something as remarkable as that controller, 2 of them, is pretty significant,
Considering the streaming and all of that, that actually is really impressive. But to sort of make that a point in your press conference, that is not, that's not a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, that was the weird thing is that, like, you know, I found out about this a while ago, and I was just like, cool. And I was prevented from saying anything about it, but that's not something you put in your press conference.
No, that's like a press blurb that we would write up or something.
It's weird. And then, you know, and it wasn't just that they didn't have that last announcement. And to be fair, like, Mario U and Nintendo Land are good games.
Yeah, like, we played them. Like, they are fun games. It's just they're not the big core experience that we were all sort of expecting.
I just wanted one.
Anticipating,
I just wanted one. But I wanted one from Nintendo. I mean, like, Zombie U looks pretty cool. One of our folks played it today, and they seemed to really dig it. And Lego City looked great.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that, which is published by Nintendo and developed by Telltale, I think?
Yeah.
Traveler's Tales.
I'm confused. It's late. It's one of those two.
But, you know, what was really awkward to me was they go, here's some third-party support, now here's some more. And they're like, oh, this is a real. Now we're going to see some games announced that I haven't seen before. And they were all the games we already knew about, with the exception of Namco's Tanks.
Yeah.
So, like, it was, I don't even know what the hell that is. But, like, that was the weird thing about this show, was it felt like
almost everything was something we'd heard of before. Like, Arkham City, great. But
we heard about it last year.
We heard about it last year.
I mean, that was the outside Tanks, and then, obviously, Nintendo Land, which was cool.
Yeah.
But not a show finishing cool.
It was just missing that big piece. Even, I mean, we've discussed this, even if they just had showed, like, a Zelda logo or a screenshot from a new Metroid, or just even announced they're working on a new Star Fox, anything would have just been something to look forward to.
Yeah, I just, it was weird because, like, we were talking about this earlier, like, it's almost as if they tried to do the same podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, podcast. They tried to do the same press conference again.
Yeah, it's like redo, but then still.
They're like, this time we're going to say it supports 2 controllers.
Yeah.
And this time we're going to.
People were worried about that.
Yeah,
so.
This time we'll tell you why Batman's cool. And it's like, okay, guys, but, like, I don't understand. You know, and I mean, to their credit, they said, we're going to show you 23 games. And that's a pretty decent number for a press conference. That's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot.
And so that's good, but I think everyone's sitting around going, but you need, you know, Nintendo has a high sort of bar to hit, because they're releasing a console, a new one, before the others, you know, at least a year before its competition. Mm-hmm. And yet, by all indications, this console is, you know, it's probably as powerful as a PS3 or 360, maybe a bit more. It's hard to say at this point.
Yeah.
And then, you know, these other systems are going to show up in a year or two and just be, you know, significantly more powerful.
Yeah.
So, like, what... You know, they had to come out here and really say, this is why you must have this.
They needed to make a strong show for the tablet.
Yeah, they needed to make a statement, not just like a, you know, decent showing, but like a statement. And that was the weird thing is like, you know, I'm still sitting here going, well, where is my Resident Evil 6? Where is my BioShock? Yeah, where is my GTA 5? Where are all these games? And, you know, when you come out and you're like, well, Ninja Gaiden 3 is on here. It's like, yeah, but A, that's a piece of shit game. And B, I don't care. It's already out, you know, and your system's not due out for 4 to 5 months. So I care less.
Yeah. And they kind of did it to themselves, because I think why expectations were so high for this conference was because Nintendo has come out and they've said, you know, we've learned from our mistakes. You know, we are going to focus on the hardcore first and then the casual, because we want to make them happy with this new system. We know they weren't happy with Wii. And so we were all like, oh, good, this is for me. It's going to bring my favorite franchises, some core experiences. And then their big reveal was a minigame collection, which, again, like, we played it. It's actually really fun, really cool, but it's a minigame collection. That's not what we were looking for.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a difference between having all your brands represented and celebrating that legacy, which, admittedly, you know, you and I do almost daily when we're just writing for the site, but there's a difference between that and, like, actually giving me a Zelda game.
Exactly.
And then what was strange was, as kind of odd and disappointing as the Wii U stuff was, 3DS was even weirder, because you're sitting here going, okay, now you've got to really reinforce this idea, this portable that's finally doing pretty well. They didn't talk third party. No, I mean, there's a caveat here, but they didn't talk third party. Mm-hmm. They did show 3 first party games. They talked about New Super Mario Brothers 2,
Paper Mario,
and is that it? No, there's another one. Luigi.
Luigi, right, yeah.
And they gave us a release date for New Super Mario Brothers 2, but, you know, they did say in all this, we're going to do an entire, I mean, they're basically doing an entire press conference just on 3DS tomorrow night, or tonight, depending on when you listen to this. It's definitely tonight for some of you guys. And I think that is really cool, because I sit there and I go, it's an hour. An hour is nothing. How are you supposed to do 3DS?
But
an hour is a full press conference. That's technically true. Yeah. So they could fit a lot in there. They could do a ton of sizzle reels. And hey, who knows? Maybe tomorrow I find out there's another Resident Evil game, and I find out GTA, some sort of thing, is coming there. And maybe then I'm just like, well, awesome. Well done. You know, maybe they reveal a Zelda game. And maybe we're just all sitting there going, dude, that was amazing.
Yeah.
And so, hey, if they do that, That's great. Cool. Yeah. I'll still say that the Wii U stuff, I think they struggled with, and I'll be pleased with the other stuff. But if they sit there tomorrow and spend 15 minutes on Animal Crossing, 15 minutes on New Super Mario Brothers 2, 15 on Luigi, and 15 on Paper Mario or something, that's not good enough. You know, I don't want a four-game showcase.
It's funny that they didn't mention Animal Crossing at all.
That was weird.
So, like, if they don't mention it again during this conference, then it's like, are you guys still working on that game? I mean, first it was supposed to release at the end of the last fiscal year. They pushed it back to the end of this fiscal year. And now, unless it's mentioned tomorrow, we don't know at this point. Like, it's like the game that Nintendo forgot.
It's weird. Like, I mean, we do know New Super Mario Bros. 2 is coming. Mm-hmm. And you know, by re-emphasizing Luigi's Mansion with a new subtitle and Paper Mario with a subtitle, they only get subtitles, they only get their full formal names when they're pretty concrete.
Yeah, you know? And still just holiday for
Nintendo those. Always announces games and just calls them whatever the franchise is, like Paper Mario. Then it becomes Paper Mario Sticker. Shiny stickers.
Bonanza or whatever.
Sticker. It was 2 S's.
Sticker.
Sticker.
We're tired, guys. Please.
Anyway, Paper Mario seemed kind of cool. New Paper Super Mario Brothers 2, there's some cool stuff that they're adding in. They haven't revealed it yet, but it'll come tomorrow.
The little bit they showed looks like there might be some cool stuff with the Golden Mario or whatever.
They've been emphasizing stuff tomorrow.
And I played a Luigi's Mansion, and it's actually a lot more polished than it was when I played it last year. I loved the first Paper Mario. I wasn't too impressed with what I saw last year, but it looks like they've tightened it up quite a bit.
Here's a weird thing. Some of you maybe, you know, because you've seen a ton of Wii U stuff go up today. And obviously, they've already said that the 3DS conference is tomorrow. And I know for a fact some new videos or screenshots or whatever are going to release tomorrow. But you probably may be going like, well, where's the game write-ups? You know, why aren't you guys playing the games? So you played Luigi's Mansion. You managed to find that one. But, and we're not joking here.
This is really strange,
You can't find the 3DS games at Nintendo's booth because they're not there. We did manage to find Kingdom Hearts, which we already have.
Kingdom Hearts,
in the office, so that's not a big deal. Luigi's Mansion, which you are going to write up soon, and you guys will probably see that
preview
by the time you listen to this.
Exactly.
And then, what was it? Oh, Castlevania, which is awful.
Castlevania, which is bad, which is too bad. This is coming from someone who, I adore the DS Castlevania games. I love those games, but this is a different team. It's the Lords of Shadow team, which... if you played that game, you're probably not too surprised that this one isn't very good either. But, it's not very good.
Because
enjoyable.
It's not like the DS games
it's
at all.
It's not at all like the DS games.
It's more of a hack and slash, but 2D.
Really half-assed hack and slash that's in 2D, and it's really...
I mean, that's the baffling impressive. Thing to me, is I'm just sitting here going like, but you guys did three of them really well.
I know, it's really... I don't know why. They
recently, too.
They should have let Iga just... have at it, because I've been dying for another one of those, and even I heard other people who played the game saying it was so bad, and I was like, no, I know it's a different team, but I love those games, I'm just gonna not listen to them, maybe it's good, maybe they just don't appreciate it, but no, it's just not very good.
Yeah, so I mean, we'll have plenty more to say on this, like, we're just dying, like,
to be fair, we're sort of decompressing. We've literally been going since like 6 a.m.
Yeah, and just had like the first meal of the day, basically. Like
literally, we just had our first meal of the day an hour ago.
So yeah, I mean, I think you're gonna be wrapping up Luigi, and I've gotta deal with Assassin's Creed. Oh, side note: saw Assassin's Creed 3 on Wii U. Looks good. It's fine. They're not ready to tell or talk too much about all the functionality that's included in with the gamepad. Although you can play with the classic or the controller,
the Pro.
You can play it that way too. If currently the functionality they have implemented is that you can see the full range of the map and have little red dots where the enemies are, and you're actually able to select your weapons on the screen, and you know which is nice. There's supposed to be some more to it. They're just not ready to divulge it. It's not implemented yet or whatever.
No. And speaking of controller options, it's a interesting thing. We also got to play Pikmin 3, and it's funny because they had, obviously, the gamepad there, but they also had the Wii Remote Nunchuck, and obviously I went to grab the gamepad to play Pikmin 3, and the same thing happened to Sam, and they just sort of tore it from our hands, and we're like, no, play with the Wii Remote. And it's like, they say that you can use the gamepad to play it, but they insisted that we play it with the Wii Remote. So
yeah, and the weird thing
a little
is
strange.
That during in the press conference, I mean, they spent a little bit of time on Pikmin. Maybe I'll just go watch the footage again because we've got it on the site. They were sort of talking, Miyamoto was sort of talking about sort of how you can use different configurations to do different things. But it wasn't really clear, and... and so clearly they're not letting us play that way.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, they made you use the Wii Remote and Nunchuck, and they had the gamepad sort of propped up on this little stand, and Sam asked if that comes included, but they wouldn't answer. But, and there was, like, a little map on there that you could look at. Like, it wasn't terribly helpful, but it was there if you wanted to look at it. And, but it's like, what? How would that ever be useful? Like, I'm going to prop that up on my coffee table or something.
Yeah, that is weird.
I don't know. That's really strange. But I mean, the game itself, it was fun. I mean, it's Pikmin. It's a really solid experience. It's Pikmin, you know, new rock Pikmin. Pretty fun. But yeah, I mean, overall, I mean, it's not just Nintendo. It's been kind of a disappointing E3 in general. I don't think Microsoft or Sony or Nintendo, I don't think any of them really brought it this year.
Yeah,
Ubisoft's conference was probably the highlight for me, which was unexpected. But,
and Ubisoft came off really well because they're also at every conference.
Yeah, exactly.
And showing
they had
off
a huge
things.
Presence here.
Yeah, they really just, like, I don't think any other publisher had a significant presence like that at every conference. Yeah. To the best of my knowledge, no. I mean, they unveiled Splinter Cell, which looks pretty damn solid. Assassin's Creed 3 continues to just get better.
I mean, honestly, they had the most creative use of the Wii U tech. I mean, like the zombie thing, that's got Rayman. Some really interesting ideas. Rayman.
Yeah, and then they've got a core game just like Assassin's, which, you know, is going to be spectacular from all accounts. So yeah, I mean, there's I don't know. Weird show. Weird show.
Strange.
And Nintendo in particular was weird.
Yeah, so, I mean, those are our thoughts on the big post-conference and the first All Access.
We'll talk more soon.
Yeah, hopefully tomorrow there will be some new 3DS games announced or something, and if not, oh gosh, we're going to sound really sad next time you hear from us. But, yeah, thanks for listening, Kooplings. We're going to keep working our butts off and not getting sleep or food ever to bring you awesome E3 goodness.
So, assuming we find games.
Assuming we find games. But, yeah. Cool. That's it.
Later,
Kooplings. Yeah. Good night.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world. That ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.